Welcome to the first recording of the Planning Guidance Hands-On Lab. We will be focusing on the context, in other words, understanding the requirements and the server capacity labs in this recording. We will assume that you have reviewed the Planning Guidance artifacts, which include the quick reference posters, the cheat sheets, and the main guidance document. The section relevant to this lab is the Designing Your Team Foundation Server Strategy section of the main guidance. In this exercise, we are representing the ALM Ranger persona Dave and planning a Team Foundation Server deployment for Consolidated Messenger. Please use the next 30 seconds of silence to review the information. We have highlighted the information that appears important to us at this point, and we calculated the current and future number of active users. Here we have one of the artifacts, the Decision Quick Reference Planning Poster, which consolidates some of the important decision points covered in the main guidance. We are looking at a production environment with more than 250 users. This maps a clear path towards the scale-up, scale-out, or Team Foundation Server on Windows Azure scenarios. We also come to the conclusion that the Team Foundation Server on Windows Azure solution is not viable due to the source code and auditing constraints. Next, we will use the Capacity Planning Workbook to get another possible solution view. We capture the current number of users as 1,600 and the expected number of users as 2,000. The real-world B factor allows us to add an additional growth factor safety by increasing the memory and disk resources. Note that both the single server and scale-out architectures are highlighted in red and are not the recommendation, although the latter would be feasible. The scale-up multi-application and data tier architecture is highlighted in green for both the current and future number of expected users. The Capacity Planning Workbook also gives us rough guidelines on the minimum physical and virtualized infrastructure requirements for current and future requirements. To summarize, we have determined that for the known context of the hypothetical consolidated messenger customer, multiple server ATDT scale-up infrastructure architecture is one of the possible solutions. In the next labs, we will continue by looking at the team project collection, the team project, and the team's planning. Thank you for watching, and see you in the next lab.